A movie about F. Scott Fitzgerald's classic 1920s novel, The Great Gatsby, is out in theaters today. James Sanford of the Battle Creek Inquirer says the film is full of modern glamour.
Daisy tells me that you're over in West Egg, throwing your lot in with those social-climbing, primitive new money types.
If the old saying that nothing succeeds like excess were true, director Baz Luhrmann's movies would have outgrossed Avatar, Titanic, and everything in the Star Wars catalog. Over the past 20 years, the Australian has built a reputation as a filmmaker who always buys in bulk when it comes to sets, costumes, music, and emotions. His commercial breakthrough came in 1996 with William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, in which he cast Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes as the doomed lovers and placed them in a tripped-out vision of Verona that resembled the Mardi Gras in Miami. 17 years later, Luhrmann and DiCaprio have reunited for The Great Gatsby, which gives F. Scott Fitzgerald the same kind of manic makeover they once inflicted on the poor Bard of Avon. While the familiar characters are present and the plot is reasonably well preserved, this is decidedly not the Gatsby you yawn through in sophomore English class. In Luhrmann's interpretation, flappers and dandies dance the Charleston to the sounds of Fergie and Will I Am, and Gatsby and Daisy foxtrot to the little girl lost crooning of Lana Del Rey. Style reigns supreme at every moment. Even the water in Gatsby's swimming pool seems to have been tinted to match DiCaprio's eyes.
Is all this made entirely from your own imagination?
Frequently, it seems as if Luhrmann has crossbred a Cirque du Soleil extravaganza with one of those 1950s soap operas like Written on the Wind or All That Heaven Allows, shot in ravishing technicolor and stuffed with volcanic passions. The Great Glitzy would be an equally appropriate title. In terms of drama, this Gatsby is admittedly hit and miss, but there's powerful magnetism between DiCaprio, who plays Jay Gatsby as the world's best-groomed stalker, and Carey Mulligan, who brings a lovely delicacy to the sad-eyed Daisy Buchanan.
It's a strange coincidence.
What is?
The fact that Gatsby's house is just across the bay.
It's no coincidence. He bought that house to be near her.
Luhrmann introduces her as a diamond-studded nymph emerging from a silky cocoon of billowing white curtains. DiCaprio's bubbly energy and determination contrast effectively with Mulligan's cool composure and flights of flutteriness. This is a romance in which the flame is inextricably drawn to the moth. Although Gatsby may not have been the first midlife crisis story, it has been one of the few with real staying power, and much of that is due to Fitzgerald's supremely seductive prose. That's also been a major stumbling block in bringing the book successfully to the screen. Gatsby takes hold of its readers through its texture, its attitude, its ambiance. The plot is secondary to the mood it creates. Attempting to put that on film is almost as tricky as bottling the morning mist or lassoing a sunbeam. The screenplay by Luhrmann and Craig Pierce retains a generous portion of Fitzgerald's dialogue and language and doesn't take many liberties with the story, as you might expect. But even so, the movie ends up having more in common with Luhrmann's philosophy than with Fitzgerald's. Fitzgerald was excoriating the snobs and cosmopolites of East Egg. Luhrmann seems to envy them, watching their every move as intently as the painted eyes on that Oculus billboard, as they stare out at the unlucky sad sacks like the doomed George and Myrtle Wilson in the Valley of Ashes. As in Luhrmann's Moulin Rouge, the framing device involves a memoir, in this case the autobiography of Gatsby's confidant, Nick Carraway, played by Tobey Maguire, is an alcoholic drying out in a sanitarium 7 years after his cruel summer on Long Island. While the role of the starry-eyed hero worshiper is a thankless one, Maguire's natural humor and warmth come through. "You can't repeat the past," Nick reminds Gatsby.
"Why, of course you can."
Luhrmann has it both ways, pairing the Jazz Age and Jay-Z. His particular concoction won't be everyone's cup of bootleg gin, but this Gatsby has a kick to it, as well as effervescence to spare. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford from the Battle Creek Inquirer. No one.